Welcome to the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. I'm your host, Shayla Quinn, and together we'll go on a journey of self-discovery as we explore all of the inner workings of what it means to live an inspired life. Join me for solo episodes and conversations with special guests for real, authentic deep dives into all things yoga, wellness, self-love, mindfulness, and everything in between. If you're ready to get inspired, learn, grow, evolve, to connect, and up-level your life, then you've come to the right place. I am beyond excited that you're here, so let's dive in. Hello, hello, my love. Welcome back to another episode of the Yoga Inspired Life podcast, or welcome to the podcast if this is your first episode that you are tuning in for. Either way, I am super grateful that you're here, and I wanted to hop on the mic today and just share a post-meditation thought with you that I just had. I was sitting in meditation this morning, and this thought just came to me about leaning into the now. Leaning into the present moment. And this is kind of on par with a lot of the self-reflection that I've been doing through the Yoga Inspired Life program. I spoke a little bit about this in the episode about resisting the urge to rush, which just came out last week. And I kind of wanted to piggyback on that episode. You know, we were speaking about resisting the urge to rush and being too focused on what's next, and in focusing too much on what's next, missing what is now. And when I was meditating this morning, I was taking some time to reflect afterwards and journaling on this, which is something I often do after I meditate. And I was thinking back through my life as it's been up until now. And there's been many twists and turns and ups and downs and things that I'm really proud of, things that I've accomplished and overcome, many things that I've overcome. And then there was a lot that I recognized that I didn't do. And I didn't do them for any good reasons, if I'm honest with myself. And I had this thought of what advice would future me give current me based on my past? And it was to let go of the past. Let go of fear, embrace where you are and what has been as you lean into the glory and the beauty that is the now. And this goes hand in hand with the thought of resisting the urge to rush, right? But it also points to this idea that a lot of us don't do the things that we want to do because of our past experiences or because of fear, maybe fear of rejection or fear of failure. And I want to validate those feelings and empathize with you if you can resonate with those feelings, because I too did not do a lot of things out of fear. And there's a part of me that really has some regret that I didn't just do the thing, right? Of course, regret is not necessarily the most productive feeling to have, and I'm not sitting here wallowing in it, but I'm a little disappointed when I think back on some of the things that I really wanted to do or I felt passionate about that I didn't do because I was afraid of failing, or I was afraid of not being accepted, or I was too worried about what other people might think, or I put it on the back burner because I thought I had more time, or I just didn't prioritize it, or whatever the reason is or was. And if you can resonate with this, I'll give you the same advice that I'm taking myself, which is to reflect on these moments with less judgment and more love, right? I cannot go back and undo certain things. But what I can do is have empathy and understanding for myself because I just wasn't ready to do those things. I hadn't done the work to realize that it was okay for me to lean into my own expansion or lean into my self-expression. And so in doing this type of self-reflection, I like to use this not to, again, wallow in regret or beat myself up or shift into a dark place where I feel really bad about all the things I didn't do, but instead let it inspire me to do more moving forward, to take advantage of the time that I have right now and do the thing. I try to let it inspire me to not waste any more time hanging on to the past. I know letting go of the past and letting go of fear is a lot easier said than done, but it's important. It's important to get into a space where you are actively letting these things go, letting go of the things that are holding you back. This is a lot of the work that we do in the Yoga Inspired Life program, and it's a lot of the work that we will be doing in my new program that I will be launching in spring of 2024. More on that later, but becoming aware of the things that are keeping you small and becoming aware of the things that are holding you back, and also taking time to self-reflect and noticing patterns in your life where you have held yourself back or held on to the past or married yourself to an old, outdated narrative. All of these things are vital for you to do in order for you to create a life that is super aligned, in order for you to create a present experience in your life that makes you excited and happy and fulfilled and inspired. And I keep coming back to this passage that I wrote down after my meditation. Let go of the past. Let go of fear. Embrace where you are and what has been as you lean into the glory and the beauty that is the now. It's not about detaching from everything that you've ever been through, because our past experiences shape who we are, right? I can't, and frankly, at this point in my life, don't want to undo the things that I've been through, as hard as they were, because they made me into the woman that I am today. They shaped me. I needed to learn those lessons, as hard as they were. But can I hold them in a way that's like they are a part of my story, but they're not the story? Right? Can I let it be a part of my story and not controlling my present moment? And as far as letting go of fear, I think that this is an active, ongoing process. The more comfortable and confident you become within yourself, the less power fear has over you, I think. And overcoming fear of rejection and failure has been a process of trial and error for me. I've overcome fear in a lot of ways through doing self-development work and self-improvement and self-discovery work, as well as putting it into practice. So let go of the past, let go of fear, embrace where you are. This is that same message as I spoke about in Resist the Urge to Rush. Can you embrace where you are right now? Can you be happy with what you have while working for what you want? Even if you are not where you want to be, or you don't have everything that you want in this moment, can you find contentment and gratitude for what is? Can you embrace this current era of your life right now? And can you also embrace what has been? Can you embrace your past experiences with gratitude and appreciation for the things that they taught you? I think it's easy to look back on challenging or painful situations with anger and regret. And that is how I looked at a lot of the things that I experienced for a very long time. I wasn't letting go of that past pain. I was holding on to it and angry about it. And I also made myself into the victim in a lot of ways, right? Why did this happen to me? And why is this so hard? And why did I let this happen? And in some of the situations, yeah, some of it was kind of messed up and pretty sad that I had to experience these things. But a much more empowering way to look at these experiences is not from a victim mentality, but instead to look at it as a lesson that I needed to learn, a lesson that made me stronger. Leaning into the now is about taking back your power. It's about intentionally choosing to let go of the past. And it's not about accepting or making whatever happened to you okay. It's about you choosing to not let it control your present. It's about saying, you know what? This happened. It was painful. I survived. I've transcended this experience, and I'm choosing to actively let go of the past. And I'm going to use what I learned to move forward in a better, more empowered way. Letting go of fear is trusting that you learned what you needed to learn. And hopefully you've done the work to recognize your patterns, and you can trust yourself that you're not going to repeat those patterns. Letting go of the fear of what happened and trusting in who you are now. And if you haven't done a lot of the work around that, I would invite you to seek out maybe professional help through a therapist, or dive into self-discovery work or self-development work. Do the shadow work. I know it's confronting and uncomfortable to do work like that and look at yourself in this way and look at your past with a fine-tooth comb and comb through it and sort through all the cobwebs, but it is absolutely worth it. What you resist persists. And if you have no awareness around where you've been and what might be coming up as far as limiting beliefs and fear, it's going to be really hard for you to do the next thing, which is to embrace where you are, but do so in an empowered, intentional, and aligned way. Embrace where you are and embrace what has been. And recognize that the now, the present moment, is glorious and beautiful. Even if it's not exactly what you envision for yourself, even if it's not exactly what you want, I guarantee there is something glorious and beautiful that is in the now for you. Even if it's simply, or not so simply, the fact that you are alive, that you are well enough to listen to this podcast, that you have the ability to make a new choice, a beating heart, breathing lungs. Do you see where I'm going with this? So how does one lean into the now? I think first and foremost, it starts with awareness. Then you need some acceptance and contentment. In yoga philosophy, contentment is also known as santosha. And if you are unfamiliar or new to yoga philosophy, I will link some of the previous episodes that I've done on yoga philosophy. But in terms of leaning into the now, awareness, acceptance. And then I think mindfulness practices that help you be here now, like meditation and yoga. And really, you can make any activity mindful just by focusing on your breath, resisting the urge to rush, and having clear intentions and being present. I also think leaning into the now is about not worrying about what has happened in the past, as well as not fearing what will happen in the future, right? This is the advice, that divine download that I got post-meditation, that was advice from my future self to my current self. Let go of the past, let go of fear, embrace what is and what has been. I think leaning into the now is about choosing to live today. How can you make today the best day that it can be? How can you step into your highest self today? How can you show up as your highest self right now? I don't think that transcending what has happened to you or evolving past what has happened to you is something that just magically happens. I think it requires awareness and work. I think it requires you intentionally choosing to move forward. I think that when we live too much in the past and too far in the future, it's robbing us of the joy and the glory of the present moment, right? And I just felt this nudge to share this with you today, to encourage you to lean into where you are right now. There's a great book that I read many, many years ago, probably over a decade ago. It was one of the first spiritual self-development books that I read. You Are Here by Thich Nhat Hanh. If you've never read that, I will link it in the show notes. It's a great book to read, but it is one that kind of, if you couldn't tell from the title, is encouraging the same message that I'm hoping to get through to you today, which is to lean into the now. Stop worrying about what happened. Stop worrying so much about what might happen and focus on the here and the now. And again, a great way to do that is through mindfulness practices. And actually, before I let you go, let's take a moment to get present right now together. This is a great, easy way for you to lean into the now, and we'll do it together. So as long as you're not driving, if you are driving, save this episode and you can come back to it later. But if you are somewhere where it's safe for you to close down your eyes, close down your eyes. Relax the jaw, relax the forehead, and just start to notice the breath. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the nose. Just simply bring your attention to the rise and fall of your chest as you inhale and exhale. You don't have to manipulate your breath. Just observe its natural rhythm. Feel the air coming into the nose as you inhale, noticing your lungs expanding and your belly expanding. Maybe you pause at the top and then fully exhaling out, expelling all the air out until you're on empty. And repeat this a few times. And your awareness or mind might try to wander off to something else, to another place, thought, the past, the future, and just gently guide it back to the breath. And this is a really simple way for you to get present, especially in moments where you notice that you are not, right? When your mind is somewhere else, when your mind is being the time traveler that it likes to be. Just take a few beats to bring your awareness to your breath and make the intentional choice to lean into the now. All right, my love, I know that was a short and sweet episode, but I just felt inspired to share this divinely guided message with you that I received this morning. I hope you found this episode helpful and inspiring. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day or night whenever you're listening. I love you so, so much, and I will catch you in next week's episode. And that's a wrap on another episode of the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. I hope you got something valuable from it and feel empowered to take inspired action. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending time with me today. And if you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I loved creating it, then please subscribe and leave a review. And if you know of anyone that would benefit from the podcast, I would love it if you would share it with them. I always say that we rise by lifting others, and this is a totally independent podcast, so every little bit of support truly means so much to me. If you're looking for more, let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Shayla Quinn. I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you again for listening, and I'll catch you next week.